The Milwaukee County Jail is making some adjustments to its facilities operations. During a press conference yesterday, interim Milwaukee County Sheriff Richard Schmidt announced what he called a transparent transformation of the jail. He released a thorough assessment of jail practices from the National Institute of Corrections. Schmidt ordered the report in light of 7 deaths in the jail over a 2-year period. After the conference, Schmidt then led city officials and the media on a tour of the facility. WEWM's Taryn Powell has the story.
Between February 28th and March 2nd, 2 representatives of the National Institute of Corrections conducted a thorough review of the Milwaukee County Jail's daily operations. It highlighted a variety of areas such as staffing concerns, inmate grievances, and the jail's policies and procedures. The final report was completed within the last week.
Their analysis was very thorough, beyond what I actually had anticipated, and they did a phenomenal job of getting through this entire operation and how it functions. The National Institute of Corrections does not pull punches. They document those areas needing correction, and they also document what's working from an excellent standpoint.
After the review, the NIC representatives had a total of 17 recommendations. 15 of them were completed before the final report came out. Schmidt adds that the findings support a previous statement he made that the NIC would no longer find any major issues with the jail that impacted the well-being of inmates. And inmate wellness was Schmidt's primary focus. He emphasized that assuring all inmates are taken care of when they enter the facility is the priority, especially if inmates come in needing medical attention.
The jail has approximately 900 inmates here today. The staggering statistic is 30% of all of those inmates have serious mental health conditions. Another 30% have serious medical conditions. That means out of 900 inmates here today, over 300 have serious medical issues, over 300 have serious mental health issues. This is a very fragile population that deserves the best care possible.
One of the stops on the tour was the Special Mental Health Unit, an area media had never been given access to. Schmidt did address previous reports of inmate deaths that occurred in the facility, like the death of Terrell Thomas, who died of dehydration last summer after jail staff shut off his water supply. Schmidt called it one of the most disturbing parts of what took place at the facility, resulting in criminal charges against 3 staffers. He says he's doing everything possible to make sure nothing like that happens again, and he wants people to know that when their loved ones are in the jail, they're being taken care of. County Supervisor Theo Lipscomb says he understands why focusing on inmate wellness was at the forefront of the event. He was one of the city officials along for the tour. Lipscomb is the chair of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
I think the recent history would lead people to be concerned about what has been the medical and mental health treatment here. Obviously, as a county board member, I've been concerned about that. I was opposed to us hiring Armour Correctional in the first place. It's not something you want to be proved right on. So I am disappointed, obviously, in what has happened in recent years, and I hope that we've gotten to the bottom of that.
However, Lipscomb says he appreciates that the sheriff is giving the health status of inmates the attention it deserves in addition to other jail operations. There are still 2 of the NIC's recommendations left to fulfill, updating the jail's policies and procedures and completing a staffing analysis. But Schmidt says the facility is expecting to have a 300-person staff by the end of the year. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.